Hello, it's Wednesday, September 8th, and this is the Tantramar Report. You're tuned in to CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. The CHMA studio is located in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the Treaties of Peace and Friendship first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Meg Cunningham. Here's what's coming up today. Today is the first day of classes for many Mount Allison students. A New Brunswicker in their 70s has died as a result of COVID-19. Farmers Market Manager Michael Freeman is excited for Sackvillians to sit down at the second annual Harvest Supper at the end of the upcoming fall fair. And Mayor Sean Michaud provides an update on the Sackville Memorial Hospital. A New Brunswicker in Zone 1, the Moncton region, has passed away as a result of COVID-19. The patient was in their 70s, but no additional information was provided in regards to either their pre-existing medical conditions, if any, or their vaccination status. Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Jennifer Russell, cited privacy concerns as the reason for withholding this information. She says that the aim of public health is to provide information that helps other people protect themselves without allowing individual cases to be identified. Since July 1st, when the province entered the green phase, 76% of the new cases have been in people who are completely unvaccinated. The other 24% of cases are split down the middle between the partially vaccinated and fully vaccinated. Four more patients are still in the hospital due to COVID-19, and three of them are in intensive care units. The province announced that 54 new cases have been discovered in New Brunswick over the long weekend, but they were coincidentally the exact same amount of recoveries. Since September 3rd, 13 new cases have popped up in Zone 1, the Moncton region, which brings the active case count to 43. Over half of the new cases are in people in their 20s. Two cases have been labeled simply as community transmission, meaning public health couldn't trace the source of the infection to a known case or outbreak. Six of the cases, meanwhile, are also unaccounted for and labeled as under investigation, which brings a tally of unknown cases to 171. Zone 2, the St. John region, is the only health region that was unscathed in terms of new cases this weekend. All of the other zones had at least four new cases. Year-round Sackville residents will notice an uptick in pedestrian traffic around York, Bridge, and Main Street this week. It's the first day of classes for Mount Allison students today, and this year students will actually be able to attend class on campus rather than from their dorm rooms. The province no longer requires students from out of province to self-isolate, but Mount Allison has implemented more strict health and safety protocols on campus. All students and staff must wear masks while indoors, including while they are in the classroom. They don't, however, have to wear a mask in their dorms unless they are attending a larger event taking place in the residence building. This is regardless of vaccination status, although the university still needs to know which students have either chosen not to be or can't be vaccinated. Students at Mount Allison University are required to disclose their COVID-19 vaccine status both online through the Connect portal and in person at a drop-in verification site by October 1st. Mount Allison enforced a vaccine policy weeks ago, which requires all students and staff to get the jab or be required to undergo regular testing and possible increasing public health measures. Before October 1st, all students need to indicate whether they've had two shots or not, which will determine what their everyday classroom experience might look like. Fully vaccinated students will also need to verify their status in person at the pond with an immunization record and photo ID. The only specifics provided to students who are not fully vaccinated were that they need to disclose their status online by the beginning of next month, and then they will be contacted with next steps. The university urges all eligible students to get vaccinated as soon as possible. Coming up later, right after Tantramar Report, we'll bring you a message directly from Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud with an update on community efforts regarding the Sackville Memorial Hospital. In his message, Michaud reports that in addition to lobbying efforts from the region's mayors and Mount Allison University, the community-led Rural Action Health Group continues to work on identifying solutions to staff shortages. They are focusing on recruitment, says Michaud, and have been working with the HR team at Horizon Health in developing a recruitment plan specific to the needs of the Sackville Memorial Hospital. Michaud also says that he's been in contact with Ambulance New Brunswick, who say they are responding to ER closures by increasing staff in the areas during closures. You can hear the full message from Mayor Sean Michaud right after today's Tangemar report. A Sackville man who has been in custody at the Shediac Jail since July 6 was released Tuesday after pleading guilty and being sentenced to time served for various assault charges. Colt LeBlanc pled guilty to two counts of assaulting a police officer for events that took place in January near his home on Upper Abujigan Road. As police approached LeBlanc's home on January 9th, he and two others shone high-powered lasers and flashlights at the officers and yelled obscenities. LeBlanc threw a shovel at the officers before running into his house and locking the door. LeBlanc originally pled not guilty to another assault charge late in July and was scheduled for a trial in November. But on Tuesday, he reversed that, pleading guilty to assault and uttering threats. He also pled guilty to two counts stemming from the January incident, while two other counts were dropped. He was sentenced to a cumulative 96 days incarceration. With the time he has served since being arrested on July 6, he has completed his sentence yesterday and was released from the Shediac Jail on conditions. LeBlanc is not permitted to possess a firearm for 5 years and will be under probation for 18 months. Local farmers and farmers market staff are ready to slice and serve up local produce for the second annual Harvest Supper this month. The supper, which started in 2019 and had to miss a year due to COVID-19, will sit 100 people family style smack in the middle of downtown Sackville and showcase local food and drink. Market manager Michael Freeman is excited to flip steaks, pour drinks, and show off a diverse array of delicious produce that the Tangemar has to offer.
A couple of community groups are co-presenting a 100-person sit-down dinner on the last evening of the fall fair. Mm-hmm. We did one 2 years ago, pre-COVID, and it was splendid. And people were like, we want to get together and celebrate local food. And have those nice community vibes, you know, where you have 100 people sitting down at long tables, feasting together. And so we're going to do it again with a different menu. It's going to be a little fancier. And I'm very much looking forward to moving all those tickets and hosting a big gathering in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand why you couldn't do it last year. That's kind of self-explanatory. So who... in terms of vendors or suppliers, do you have lined up so far? Are you at liberty to say?
Yeah, for sure. There are some things that are still TBD, but a lot of things are very lined up. The evening will start with an oyster happy hour featuring our local oyster farm, Little Shimmigui Oyster Company, and Bagtown Brewing Company. Still have to work out what's on that list, but we have people will be able to get additional tickets for beverages and oysters if they want. And we'll kind of have like a little meet and greet, which is something we didn't do last year. We started with seating and eating, but we thought it'd be nice to let people hang out and warm up first. And then the dinner, the main, is going to be steak from Dixon's Farm Fresh Beef, cooked by Dave Epworth, the owner of Mel's. Who's very graciously agreed, and I think Wendy Epworth as well, they're going to tag team grilling 100 steaks.
Oh, wow.
And we have a couple of seasonal sides. Kim Martin, who's been doing these pop-up food events at the Cranewood on Main, is making a tomato salad with tomatoes from Willow Farm, which is one of our vendors of the last couple of years. Willow, I believe... to figure out where to source these greens from, but I think Willow is going to be doing a green salad for us as well. Mm-hmm. Dessert, and this is kind of the whole meal was designed around dessert, because I like to roll that way. So we're going to have some fruit pies made by Ketchup With That Kitchen up in Midgick, a la mode with local Truman's Blueberry Farm ice cream. Flavors TBD. Mm-hmm. I can't decide whether to go with just like honey vanilla or maybe to do something really funky and different. So yeah, we're kind of adding some things on as we go. Mm-hmm. But it's gonna be delish. I think it's gonna be special, you know?
Yeah.
And so I should say, like, part of what we're trying to do with this dinner is to, you know, ally with local businesses and do a menu that connects local farms and producers with local chefs and business owners to kind of be like, you know, our farmers are part of downtown Sackville, and really bring that to the forefront by pairing these people up to celebrate all this good stuff that we have here, because our region tastes really good.
Yeah.
That's incredibly important to us. So that's what it looks like.
Okay. That sounds very lovely. How important is the people eating at the same table aspect, rather than several small tables?
The effect that we got when we did this 2 years ago was quite lovely, where people end up sitting with people they know and people they don't know, and getting to know each other and mixing, in a way that, like, Sackville has, you know, a really rich kind of diversity of different kinds of people, but often we don't interact with different kinds of people. And so it's sort of fun to, you know, have a situation where you end up sitting with someone that you might have known from seeing them around, but they're kind of different than you. And then you're all eating together, and that's a good common denominator. You know.
So, 100 seats, is it, are the tickets up for sale now?
Tickets are up for sale, okay. Yes. And what we're doing this year, in order to make it easy, is tickets are for sale online. So people can go to sackvillefarmersmarket.ca. Mm-hmm. There's a little button to click on our homepage that says, book me a ticket. You click on that, fill out a little form, send us an e-transfer. The seats are $50 a piece for, you know, beverages, full meal, and dessert. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. We still have a lot of tickets available. I think people have been, you know, waiting a little bit to, you know, figure out what their plans are. So, if, you know, listeners or community members are like, oh, I want to be a part of that, there's definitely still time. We will announce a cutoff date, for ticket sales, probably in the next week or two.
Okay.
I should add as well, if people want to be involved in this, you know, from more than just a sit down and eat capacity, it is a volunteer powered event. We're going to need some people to show up and help with setup and tear down, as well as to help with some of the serving. So, like, you know, all of these chefs are going to be on site doing some of the service of the food they've made, but then those guys are going to want to sit down and eat. And so what we found worked really well last year was to have some community members that, you know, maybe they can eat a little earlier and then go and, you know, like, relieve Dave at the grill, or, you know, dish out the ice cream at the end of the meal or that kind of thing, which is actually quite fun as far as volunteer jobs go. And there may be, we can talk about kickbacks or, like, ways to incentivize people to volunteer. But if people are interested in that, they can call me or email me, and I will plug them into our volunteer roster, and it will be a load of delicious fun. The dinner is going to take place in the Fall Fair event tent, which is going to be in the parking lot between Goya's and the post office. So, you know, they have all kinds of different events and concerts and things there throughout the Fall Fair weekend, the 25th and 26th of September. And we're the last event there. So it's kind of a nice vibe in this big tent in this public space, that usually is a parking lot, but we're going to, you know, put up bunting and do some floral stuff and turn it into a really nice kind of classy, place to have a community feast.
That's lovely.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the amazing smells that will fill up the entirety of downtown like it did last year. That was super nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had people when Arndt, this like 70-ish-year-old farmer, was, you know, building fires and roasting these two pigs with his brother in this lot 2 years ago. People, you know, starting at 10 or 11 in the morning were coming by and saying, like, what is happening here? I just smelled the smell and I had to come check it out. So that's... and it's kind of fun to, it's like, yeah, we're doing this community thing, but we're also going to contribute to, like, the olfactory community of Sackville.
Mm-hmm.
So, with some delicious aromas. So, something to look forward to.
Yeah, totally. On the, your website, it also says that after the meal, there's, like, a launch of a Sackville Farmers Market Capital campaign. Do you want to talk about
that? That is correct. So the farmers market has been working for many years now, you know, at a consultation level with vendors and the public and at a collaborative level with the town to try to get us to a place where our vision of having a permanent facility that the market can operate and share with other community groups, we want to make that real. One of the pieces of that is, you know, doing an estimate and doing all this design work with partners, and that is a long process. In the meantime, we know that we're going to have capital costs, and so we've sort of decided the time is now to start saving up in that piggy bank. So we're going to use the dinner as a time to launch a capital campaign. We're going to be asking for donations. We are still looking for people that want to sponsor the dinner. And we have a little bit of a sponsorship package if any listeners are interested in stepping up and making a contribution to help the market get a little closer to having that beautiful facility that can be a public market venue for decades to come. So that's the plan there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the goal is that it's going to put some wind in our sails be the, you know, the first step of like getting a fund together so that when we, you know, are going and looking for, you know, foundation funding and federal funding and these things, we can say, look, we already raised, you know, all of this money in our own community. So we're good for it. And that's going to be a big step towards making this happen. Okay. I would encourage people to, you know, whether it's because they want to get tickets or want to volunteer or just want to find out more or see the menu, to check our website, sackvillefarmersmarket.ca. If they have questions and want to be involved, the contact information is there. You can also call me if you're not an internet person at 506-536-7378. And I'd be happy to help, you know, we have some non-internet users that want to buy tickets, and there's a way to do that. So I'm all ears for the next couple of weeks to get this thing set up. And I'd love to hear from the community and have more people involved.
That was Sackville Farmers Market Manager Michael Freeman. Tickets for the Harvest Supper are available online at sackvillefarmersmarket.ca. Freeman assures anyone looking to attend the event that it's child-friendly as long as they are accompanied by an adult, as alcohol is being served on the premises. In the event of a COVID-19 lockdown, all tickets will be refunded. Any questions can be emailed to Michael Freeman at sackvillemarket@gmail.com. That's all for the Tantrum Hour Report today. If you have any leads, tips, or feedback for us, email them to news@chmafm.com. I'm Meg Cunningham. Thank you for listening.
Hello, residents of Sackville. This is Mayor Sean Michaud with an update on community efforts regarding Sackville Memorial Hospital. Myself, the mayors of Memron Cook, Dorchester, and Port Elgin, along with Mount Allison University Administration and the Mount Allison Student Union, continue to lobby the New Brunswick provincial government regarding the reduction in hours of the ER at the Sackville Memorial Hospital. We have requested meetings with the Premier and the Minister of Health regarding this critical service in our region. Horizon Health has indicated that the ER continues to face three nursing vacancies. Two of these vacancies are temporary, and their expectations are that the two nurses are expected back in the fall. When the announcement of weekend overnight closures was made in June, I spoke with Ambulance New Brunswick. I was advised that they are upstaffing an additional ambulance for the region when the ER is closed. I followed up again recently with the regional operations manager for AMB when additional ER closures were announced. Again, I was informed that AMB continues to take these steps to accommodate any additional needs that may occur whenever the ER is unable to be open. We are very fortunate to have an active and engaged group of volunteers who participate in the Rural Health Action Group, part of the Memron Cook Tantrum Hour Community Task Force. They have been working hard on identifying areas needing change, identifying the responsible parties, and have offered to work with those parties to help refine and implement change. One of those areas is recruitment, which has involved working with the HR team at Horizon Health and developing a recruitment plan specific to the needs of the Sackville Memorial Hospital. I would like to thank the Rural Health Action Group volunteers for their efforts and offer them continued support in their work. The Mount Allison Student Union has been hard at work pulling together a volunteer ride sharing group with the help of Rural Rides. This is to assist students who lack transportation in the event they need to seek medical assistance at hospitals in Moncton or Amherst when the ER is closed here in Sackville. I will be following this closely and will be encouraging efforts to see such an initiative expanded to the entire community and hope to see our community establish a volunteer base to help deliver this service. Of course, this is for non-emergency situations. In the event of an emergency, please call 911 as these services continue to function. Thank you to Massey for being proactive in helping mitigate these interruptions in ER services. On behalf of Council and the Municipality of Sackville, I want to say thank you to all of our frontline workers who have been there throughout this pandemic. I ask everyone to take the time to say thank you, to look out for and check on your neighbors and those who you know need extra care. Please continue to be kind and offer your help when possible. As efforts continue to move forward, I will provide these PSAs with the help of CHMA whenever possible, as we know that not all residents are engaged online. In closing, I want to assure our residents that we are doing all we can to work with the province of New Brunswick and Horizon Health to get our emergency room back to 24-hour care. We know our hospital is important to you as well as the region. Thank you and stay safe.